So let us affirm, I am willing to just sit and be loved. I am willing to sit and be loved. I am willing to be loved. I give permission to be loved. I accept the love from the Creator. I give thanks for the love I receive from the Creator. I have so much love from the Creator that I am a vessel that pours out this love to all that I meet. There is a constant river of love flowing from the Creator through me out into the world. I am willing to be loved by Gaia, Mother Earth. I give permission to receive the love from Gaia. I give thanks for the love from Gaia. I allow the love from Gaia to flow through my entire being, and it pours back to every living creature and plant on our planet. Indeed, I am love, and I give thanks to the messages from Kryon that reminds me of how much I am loved.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The opportunity to speak to you in this way has always been something that is not just special for the other side of the veil, but fairly new. And what we mean by this way is that there would be thousands who would tune in expecting to hear a message. Perhaps one of profoundness, perhaps one just of peace and joy and kindness. Whereas 100 years ago, or even 200 years ago, it was sequestered to a very few. Sometimes it was seen as a cult, sometimes it was seen as magic, mostly silliness. Even though almost all the scripture on your planet has been written in this fashion, with messages from the other side of the veil going right to the paper, even that has not been seen as channeling. Channeling should soothe your soul. It should be a giant hand that takes yours or hugs you and says that all is well, to give you perhaps a different perspective of who you are. That is why we're here. This is the fourth of four channelings on a theme. And the theme for these four, this last of the four, of spectacular controversial truths, is this one. Simple, but let me explain it. Here is the statement: you are known by God. What does your culture teach you? What's the first thing you find out? In the culture mostly that I'm speaking to, the culture of my partner, you find a tremendous separation from the human and from God. The separation is so vast and so grand that you are told that in order to be noticed by God, there are many things you would have to do. There are many doctrines which would say you'll never be able to speak to Spirit, to God, one-on-one. And you must have some kind of a holy interpolator who does it for you. You go to them, they go to God. They're trained for years to do so. This particular setup from birth gives you a perspective of how small you're supposed to be. And that God sits on some kind of throne as some kind of a father looking out and doesn't really know you. The prayers that you have, sometimes they're heard, sometimes they're not, sometimes they must go through others. Sometimes you have to climb stairs or count beads or something or other to just get an energy going because you're so lowly before God. That's what you're taught. That is the truth, you might say, of so many doctrines of the planet. God is big and you're not. Now, I have a controversial truth for you. I want you to use some spiritual logic for a moment. Almost all of the doctrines on the planet and almost all of the planet's consciousness believes that after you die, you go somewhere. And that would indicate that there's more than the human mind involved as you sit there listening to this. There has to be a soul. The soul is what we look at and discover and work with in the circle of 12 meditations every single time we meet. And we've told you that that soul is that part of God that is you. That literally the soul is part of the creative source. It's not separate at all. And if you take a look at what the soul is supposed to be, you start to understand. It's a multi-dimensional energy that has somehow your consciousness wrapped into it, but it's eternal. It goes forever. How can you have something that goes forever in four dimensions or even be human? It is not. So it's a very grand thing you have, this soul. Now, there are those who would say, yes, but the soul sits somewhere. And we've been taught that the soul is with God. And that when we're on the earth, somehow we're separated from it. And that's why we're lowly. We can't get noticed. And that's why, you know, we're victims of the planet and all this. And you'll start listing the ABCs of what others have told you you are. Dear ones, I want you to sit for a moment and use your own spiritual logic. Does that make sense to you? That your soul, the very core of all that is with you and your consciousness, that which travels to you every single lifetime, that soul which is eternal from the beginning to the end, is somehow in a box somewhere else and you're here? That's what you've been told. Controversial, spectacular. That soul is with you now. And it represents that which is the creative source in you. I'll give you a statement. It's one I want you to remember. The creative source, which is God, wants to be found. Wants to be found. You have free choice to ignore everything I'm saying. Those who might be listening to this right now, who have been brought to this by a friend, to enjoy the funny guy who sits in the chair and does this, you have a choice too. To think, well, this is stupid or silly or whatever, or isn't that cute? Or what if it was true? That soul of yours, with free choice, here on this planet, represents part of God, and that part, giving you free choice, is almost with its hand out, saying, you know I exist, you know it's here, you believe in the afterlife, you know there's more than just being a human. Why don't you go to the next step and figure it out? God knows your name. And if that is true, and it is, controversial as though it might be, what does that allow you to do? And the answer is just about everything. Suddenly, everything is possible. Suddenly, there even may be a plan that has you and your life as part of a cog in a giant spiritual machine. You deserve to be here. People ask constantly, what is my purpose? I will give you the purpose of your being here, to be as an old soul with a high consciousness. So no matter what happens to you or who you're around, they see God in you. That's the purpose. People will say, well, what? I have to write a book. I have to go here. I have to build a healing center. I have to do something with my life. Not understanding that that something is you, your grandness. As you sit there and understand that you have found that hand that outstretches, people are changing their lives. Healing is occurring. Fear is diminishing. Anxiety starts to go away, even though the problems don't. Because God knows your name. It's a premise that has not been caught on yet. It would wipe out so many of the things that those doctrines count on. They want humans to come and be and do and behave a certain way, do certain things. It's a system that is an old system, a four-dimensional system. It doesn't reflect the grandness and the beauty of a kind, benevolent, non-judging God. All four of these channels will be available to you, all of them, to everyone, not just members. And we started with the premise, number one, go back and listen to it, that God is not a dysfunctional father in the sky who's going to torture you forever unless you do something. And that, of course, that something that you have to do is very, very different from doctrine to doctrine. So dysfunctional are the doctrines of the planet, there was a time, and there still is, where if you believe one thing about how to that worship this elusive God, and someone doesn't believe it, then you're allowed to kill them because they don't believe it. Do you see what men have done with the grandness of God? So why don't you sit for a moment and think to yourself, is this really the way it's supposed to be? Controversial, dear ones, we told you it would be. God knows your name and from birth, old soul, just waiting for you to ask the question, is this true? Are you there? Is it possible I can sit in my closet alone, pretending to be, raise my hand and talk to that which is the creative source of the universe? And the answer is yes, because that is in you. Your soul is part of that. And there's a connection that you can have with this without anyone else, without a holy man there or a holy woman there, without a structure, without a building, without anything but your magnificence with the magnificence of the Creator. God knows your name, the most spectacular truth on earth. And I just gave it to you. So controversial that there are so many who will walk away and shake their heads and say, impossible, impossible, until they try it. Because when you start this process with pure intent, I'll tell you what happens. That hand that is outstretched takes yours and actually pulls you forward. Because you've made the decision to find that which is so true and so magnificent and so beautiful. And it doesn't just lay there having been found. It takes you and says, I love you. Thank you for looking. Thank you for understanding. Now let's begin the rest of your life. Probably the most important thing we will ever channel to any of you I have just given. God knows your name, dear one, no matter what you've been told by anyone. Think about it. Sit there and be loved. And so it is.